But first, the nation's agriculture industry is letting out a sigh of relief with the passage of the 2019 Farm Bill. It is now headed to the president's desk for his signature. This was a swift process. The bill was introduced on Monday, voted on by the House on Tuesday, and passed in the Senate on Wednesday. But this bipartisan breakneck speed belies the problems of this past summer when lawmakers were unable to pass a new Farm Bill before the 2014 version expired back in September. So what is in this new bill and how does it impact Arizona's farmers? For that, we are joined now by Chelsea McGuire, Director of Government Relations for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. So let's start with the reaction to this. What is the reaction from the Farm Bureau, from, in general, the agricultural community here in our state?
The Farm Bureau is thrilled. We are very thankful that this bill happened. You mentioned the breakneck speed of the vote from this week, and it really was breakneck, but it had been a long time coming. We had some conversations throughout the year about this bill, and we're just really thrilled to see that it happened before the end of the year.
Yeah. So break this down for us. What are some of the elements in this bill that you are particularly happy to see come through?
We consider the Farm Bill a food security bill. So we were really happy to see that there were provisions that improve food security for Americans and for Arizonans in particular. Two of those provisions include strengthening and preserving the crop insurance program. About 70% of Arizona's eligible acres are covered by some kind of crop insurance. And so we were really glad to see that this bill did not gut that program, that it continues to make those risk management tools available to our farmers and ranchers.
You've also spoken.
And then secondly,
go ahead.
We were secondly really excited to see a renewed commitment to environmental conservation and stewardship. This bill allocates literally billions of dollars to help our producers make their operations as sustainable as possible, including land improvement projects, preventing soil erosion, increasing watering and irrigation efficiencies. All of these are made possible and supported by portions of this bill.
Right. You've also spoken in the past about the need to help rural parts of our state and how this bill plays into that. How do you think that this will help boost those rural economies and ensure that they'll be economically viable in the future?
It'll do that in a couple of ways. One is by simply protecting our farm economy. This bill renews and strengthens a lot of the commodity payments that we're used to seeing in the Farm Bill. Those are those market-driven payments that provide a safety net for our farmers. They kick in when prices are low enough for farmers to need them, and that helps kind of smooth the curve. It is another risk management tool that allows our farmers to make planting decisions and allows their bankers to be a lot more confident in some of those decisions as well.
Yeah, I also want to ask you about the impact of the ongoing trade wars with China. Did that affect the way that farmers were looking at this and hoping that certain things would be in this bill as it went through Congress?
It absolutely did. The trade war with China, I think, is really just a microcosm of what's happening on a larger scale, where international trade is continuing to be really important to our industry, but also continues to be difficult to enter into in some ways. And so this bill does include provisions, including market access expansion, international trade development, and again, just adds that level of certainty and risk management. So not only is it going to make our domestic markets a little bit smoother for our farmers, it's also going to make our international markets easier to enter into. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, the bill also deals with legalizing hemp farming, and Arizona has been sort of dabbling in this a little bit in some capacity. How much of an impact do you think that provision will have for specifically Arizona farmers?
Yeah, dabbling, I think, has been the right word. The legislature in the past session passed legislation allowing Arizona to develop an industrial hemp pilot program. And what we've seen as we've started to develop some of the rules and regulations for that program is that because hemp was still on the Schedule I list of narcotics, there were some real challenges we had to overcome. Things as simple as getting seed into this state or exporting product once it was grown, we weren't quite sure how we were going to do that because of the regulations of hemp. So now that the Farm Bill is taking it off of that Schedule I list, we're going to have a lot of those barriers taken away. And I think it's going to help our farmers access that market in a much more meaningful way.
Is that a market, Chelsea, that could be really, really big if this does, if now that it is allowed to be grown here, I guess?
It could, and that's for two reasons. The first is that hemp's a really versatile product. It makes a lot of different things. It's a fiber crop, but you can also use it for oils and different types of products. And it's also a very drought-resistant crop. And Arizona is going through record levels of droughts right now. And so our producers are really looking for something that's innovative that they can take advantage of even in the face of water shortages.
All right. That is Chelsea McGuire, Director of Government Relations for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Chelsea, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And now let's look at another side of the farm bill, the side often people don't know about. 80% of the farm bill is actually for nutrition programs affecting nearly 15 million food insecure Americans each year. So how will those be impacted once the president officially signs on to the bill? For that, Jason Matthews, Community Impact Director for Valley of the Sun United Way, joins us in studio. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
So from your perspective, we heard from the agricultural community, is this how significant are some of the provisions in this bill for the folks that you work with?
So this passage of this farm bill by Congress in record speed that is bipartisan, which is unheard of nowadays, is just wonderful for those that are impacted and utilize those SNAP benefits here in Arizona and in the country.
Do we have a sense of how many people are on SNAP, the supplemental nutrition, basically food stamp program? How many Arizonans use that?
Yeah, roughly it's about 1.1 million individuals in any given year. The SNAP benefit by nature is set to where people will go on and then go off and maybe come back on, especially for seasonal jobs, maybe some teachers, maybe some restaurant workers, resorts, those kinds of things. And so, again, we estimate that 1.1 million Arizonans.
There had been talk of putting a work requirement for recipients of SNAP benefits into the bill. It did not make it into the final version. I'm wondering, I would imagine you think that's a good thing. How significant would that have been if people would have had to prove work or looking for work, something like that, before getting these benefits?
It would have dramatically impacted the program. And those work requirements were targeted for working individuals in that 49 to 59 range, as well as parents with children with age 6 to 12. And there's any of those additional requirements that are, again, it's not just the work requirements, but it's a verification of work requirements. And then going back into what I just said beforehand of this is a program where people have that seasonal variation and having to come back every single month to verify that, as opposed to what is already in place, would have just become another set of barriers and burdens for those individuals, which likely would have forced them not to utilize this program and then have to just downshift into maybe some going and getting food from food banks or from other meal programs.
Mm. Now, we heard Chelsea McGuire refer to this as a food security bill, mm-hmm. and you were nodding your head when she said that. In what way do you think this bill does that?
Well, I think that by having a strong farm bill, that is, again, a win-win not only for our agricultural-based economy, but also for those individuals that are actually utilizing those programs. You have not only those kind of programs where we talk about SNAP, we talk about the crop insurance, but there's also programs down here that I think are just wonderful for kind of innovative ways of dealing with food insecurity in the food system here in Arizona. You know, this program is now making permanent some aspects where they were testing assistance for farmers markets and a study of organic farming. Now there's some permanent funding for that. There's now additional incentives to get individuals to purchase some of that fresh food, a wonderful program called the Food Insurance Nutrition Incentives, wonderful acronyms called FINI and things like that. But we see programs like that with the Double Up Food Bucks, which is just an incentive for individuals that are utilizing the SNAP program to use tokens or kind of incentives to go to farmers markets and support our local farm economy, that local grown Arizona food, and to just buy more of it. And so it's a win-win for those individuals that need healthy, fresh food, which can have it, it helps with their health, their overall well-being, and it helps those local farmers as well.
Jason, real quickly before we let you mm-hmm. go, so it sounds like you got a lot of what you wanted out of this bill. How big of an impact do you think this might make in the overall impact of people being hungry in our state?
It, without this incredible program, or if there was any kind of negative impacts, our jobs would just get harder. And so it's maintains these wonderful tools we already have. I just also want to warn that we're not entirely out of the woods. And so there is an opportunity for some of these waivers and some of these things that have been talked about, especially some waivers for against like work requirements or some SNAP ed trainings. I'm sorry, not SNAP ed, but education programs, education and training programs to be referred to the states. So we still want to be vigilant to make sure that Arizona is still able to best help and address food insecurity. But we are in a much better place than we were before the passage of this.
All right. That's Jason Matthews, Community Impact Director for Valley of the Sun United Way. Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.